Track 6, more news items. Parents urged to check child vaccinations. Parents across Teignbridge are being urged to ensure their children catch up on missed vaccinations before they head back to school. The UK Health Security Agency, South West, is issuing an urgent call to parents and carers as it launches the second phase of the childhood immunisation marketing campaign across England. The appeal comes amid fears of a further surge in measles cases as the new term begins. In the South West, by the time they've started school, almost one in 10 children is not fully protected from MMR. This campaign, being delivered by UKHSA, the Department for Health and Social Care, and NHS England, will remind parents and carers of the risk of their children missing out on protection against serious diseases, including measles, whooping cough, meningitis, diphtheria, and polio. Since January the 1st, there have been 28 cases of measles in the southwest. There have been a number of major measles outbreaks across the country, resulting in the highest number of cases in England since 2012. Measles spreads very easily among those who are unvaccinated, especially in nurseries and schools. It can be a very nasty illness, and in some children can be very serious, leading to hospitalisation and lifelong complications and even death in rare cases. Getting vaccinated not only gives children protection, but also helps to prevent the spread of the disease and protect those more vulnerable. Professor Dominic Mellon, Deputy Regional Director of UKHSA South West, said two MMR jabs offer the best and safest protection against measles, but if unvaccinated children are at risk of serious illness or lifelong complications, no parent wants this for their child. It's encouraging that parents whose children have missed vaccines are now coming forward, but we are a long way from ensuring all are protected and safe. Measles is highly infectious and is still circulating in many areas across the country, including the South West. It only takes one case to get into a school or nursery where many children are unprotected for numbers to suddenly surge. Dr. Alison McKenzie, consultant in public health medicine and screening and immunisations lead for NHS England South West, said, "We know measles can be very serious, so it's critical our children in the South West are fully protected through vaccination."
Security fencing erected. Palisade fencing is being put up around a mostly derelict Newton Abbott site earmarked for housing. The security fencing is surrounding the Bradley Lane site, which Teignbridge District Council recently voted by a majority in favour of demolishing. The council were having trouble with youths trespassing onto the site, hence the fencing. Police warned Teignbridge District Council that youngsters had been risking their lives getting onto the site, lighting fires and becoming trapped. It costs upwards of £70,000 to secure the site, the Mid-Devon Advertiser understands. Several fence posts have been torn down and tossed into the nearby River Lemon, though the gaps have since been filled. The posts remain in the river as of Friday, August the 30th. The mostly derelict site has been earmarked for housing for several years, given it is brownfield and in a desirable town centre location. Organisations, chief among them Newton Abbott and District Civil Society and Save Britain's Heritage, have called for the site to be saved and for any future development to, where possible, incorporate the existing buildings. And while Teignbridge District Council voted to demolish the site, Council leader Councillor Richard Keeling has said that it won't be a blanket demolition. Where it is practical to save buildings, buildings will be saved. With the site cleared, Teignbridge District Council hope it will become more attractive to a prospective developer. It's not clear when demolition will get underway, though it is understood that Teignbridge District Council are wanting to do so as soon as possible.
Gumbusters take to streets of Newton Abbot. A new gum-busting machine has been out on the streets of Teignbridge to clear pathways of a sticky problem. Funding from the Chewing Gum Task Force to the tune of £18,000 is helping Teignbridge Council to clear chewing gum from pavements and reduce gum littering. Teams have been out in Newton Abbot with the new equipment clearing gum from gum discarded on the street. Teignbridge Council says over the next few weeks the team will be cleaning up the gum and installing signs to prevent further gum litter across the district. The council is one of 54 authorities which successfully applied for funding from the task force, now in its third year, and has received over £18,000. Councillor Peter Williams, Executive Member for Recycling, Household Waste and Environmental Health, said, "Carelessly discarded chewing gum is a major headache for residents, businesses and the council. It destroys clothes and shoes, presents a serious hazard to wildlife and can blight the appearance of a neighbourhood. A piece of chewing gum costs about 3 pence to produce, but the removal cost is about 10p. And when you consider the vast majority, more than 80% of gum, is not disposed of properly, this is an enormous cost to society and the taxpayer."
Take a seat, information sofa, lands in Dawlish. A sofa took up residence in Dawlish last week as part of an initiative to engage with residents. The blow-up sofa is currently moving around the district to enable anyone, from armchair critics to passers-by, to take a seat and chat to council staff and advice specialists on a range of issues. Chris Ellis of Teignbridge Community and Voluntary Services was in the chair for the session in Dawlish. He said it's been well received in Newton Abbot and people have been really engaged by it, with lots of people asking questions. The brainchild of Teignbridge CVS, the SOFA initiative, responds to research by Teignbridge District Council, which showed that many residents found it difficult to contact them. Teignbridge CVS hopes the SOFA, where no appointment is necessary, will help people who might not have the time to seek help in the conventional way. Residents will be able to grab a seat and access information and advice on issues such as benefits, housing and council services.